Gentlemen, we are on the air. I'll go ahead and call this Governmental Operations Committee meeting to order. Date is September the 5th. Time is 2:54, scheduled to meet until 4 if needed. And basically go over the revenue and expenditure sheets, financials for Governmental Operations Division. I don't expect a whole lot of in-depth detail. I don't expect to get into every single one of the programs in depth, but I just thought that with the budget analyst, we kind of hit some of the high points. Now, there's been some issue as far as some of the a shortfall in program income, so we can maybe look at some of that. But other than that, we'll get some legislation on future agenda. So anyway, next item on the agenda is roll call.
Congressman Hamilton?
Here.
Congresswoman Buffalo? Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congressman Morris?
Here.
Congressman Mason?
Present.
Congressman Walker?
Here. We have a quorum. Congresswoman Buffalo Head is dealing with the death in the family. She told me she wouldn't be here. Next item on the agenda is prayer. Congressman Shaw, would you render an afternoon prayer for us, please?
Heavenly Father, please look down on us today and give us your blessings, Father. We need your blessing and success in us to do the work of the nation, Father. We ask you to take care of our hearts and minds and guidance and blessing that you seek for, Father.
Amen.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. Please review the minutes from August 25th.
Do you have an agenda or a minutes or an agenda?
To approve the minutes as presented.
Second. To approve the minutes as presented by Congressman Hamilton, second by Congressman Maker. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Okay. Minutes are approved. Okay. Next item on the agenda is review of financials. Got him on the big screen. And Eli, are you going to join us at the table, or you want to?
I can run it from here.
From there. There are hard copies available, so make notes, take notes, whatever. But Eli, you want to take it away, or
I can take it away. Go at your speed, and however you want to.
Yeah,
go.
Let's just go. Let's see. Scroll down. What do you have? Is it in the same order that our packet is?
I believe so.
Let's just do that and just kind of go through each one of these. I don't think it should. Most of them shouldn't take a whole lot. First one being constituent services.
Constituent services here. You'll see the applied federal contracts or grants. this is fiscal year 16 revenue, so nothing really to worry about or cause for concern. Your expenditures look to be in line. I don't see an issue with many of these. It appears to be in good order. by everything that I see, it does have an imbalance in your revenue and expenditure, but being federal money and being from a previous fiscal year, I don't see cause for concern on that. So that would be the first constituent services budget. The second budget that you have in your packet is going to be the ICDBG Hominy Wellness Center. If you'll recall, a lot of this information was done as part of a federal grant for the ICDBG block grant, of which $250,000 was required tribal match. Included in there was some in-kind income, and this is where you start to see the issue of trouble in projecting revenue that isn't actually going to be realized. In-kind revenue was actually included in some of those projections in fiscal year 16, which you are still in. So what you can see here is only $204 of the $17,497 has been realized. Now, that doesn't mean that that never came in. As you can see, most of the money from the federal grant actually hasn't come in yet. So I imagine a lot of this work will follow that federal grant. However, you do see the $250,000 of tribal income actually applied to this entity already. So I don't see a major issue here.
Yeah, it's hard to track that because there's only been 9% of it realized.
Correct. But again, bulk of this is federal dollars. These funds are parked in the matching grant fund. I don't see a major issue with this budget as well.
And what was the in-kind income? I remember we had quite a bit of discussion with this, if I remember right.
There was quite a bit of discussion. I don't remember exactly what it was. I do recall that it needed to be a part of the grant submission, which is why the argument was made to go ahead and include it in places. So it was. The similar argument can be made if you had to project it, it's probably going to be problematic that you're showing it this way.
Do you recall, was the in-kind income, was it a cash match by the nation?
I don't believe it was a cash match. Most of the in-kinds were just services. If it was an actual dollar amount, typically it was included in the tribal.
Okay.
I might be mistaken on that, but I'm fairly confident most of your in-kind services were just that, services.
You can tell that they're getting into the architecting and the pre-construction stuff is where the bulk of the expenditures are. So.
Your in-kind income and in-kind expense are the same amount.
Correct.
I don't recall what the in-kind was. I would assume that it would be probably TDLA's hours dedicated to the project, but I can't speak for sure. We can make a note of that. Matt.
I imagine that's what it is the services from individuals. But the specific tribal dollars are the $250,000. So moving on to the tribal works budget, which is the next one in your packet, you start to get into the fiscal year 17 revenue, which again, we kind of get into the issue of program income. For some of you in appropriations this morning, you'll recall I stated that the projection for space cost, which is what funds tribal works, according to the treasurer's estimate, was $975,000 as his last projection. However, budgets were submitted at $1.1 million. You'll see the $1.1 million here again, with the $949,000 heading towards that goal already being contributed, with a shortfall of $150,000. Now, the reason I'm not worried about this at this point, you can see their current period actual is about $130,000. You're still, at this point, 2 months away from the end of the fiscal year. So essentially add $260,000 to this on a rough estimate. Most likely they're going to realize this $1.1 million figure. The cause for concern going forward is you're gonna see this $1.1 million figure, but then it will be reduced in the next fiscal year according to the treasurer's calculation. But again, I don't see any major flaws here within this budget. you are still operating within a surplus. I don't see major cause for concern in any part of this.
Okay.
The industrial park is actually one of the first that I am a little bit worried about here. You've projected your program income to be about $951,000. Typically how that's been described are utility costs that come into the industrial park, mainly from Hominy and some other places. What you can see here is water income and gas income. These on their own are of minuscule concern, as somehow this is going to be more difficult to track. I'm not sure why we're delineating program income from the source. If you measure it here as utility income, you should be also measuring it as utility income instead of breaking it out as program or water and gas. It's not consistent with ONCA 1697. I'm not quite sure where these are coming from other than water and gas. When you add these two together, you still end up with a deficit of $345,000 in your program income. And as you can see, it'd be about $57,000 on a monthly basis coming in. You're not going to make up the $345,000 that's projected.
Doesn't it seem like that the big number, though? I don't remember what it was for, but does anyone recall, didn't that come in a one-time annual payment? Down in the industrial park in Hominy?
I can review previous fiscal years and check. I can tell you that this is the first time that I've seen the water and gas income like this. So
I don't recall it being broke out like that either.
I can check to see if it is a one-time lump sum that comes in at the end of the fiscal year. In fact, I'll make a note to do that. If I have been, there we go.
Okay.
But again, shy of the issue with your income, I don't see any major issues here at the total bottom line of the budget. Moving forward to senior housing. Again, some of the same concerns with gas and rent income. Some of the same issues with the gas and rent income as you see with the program income. None of the program income is being realized. I'm making the assumption that the gas and rent income makes this difference here. But even still, you're $15,211 shy of the projection of $70,231. And you can see here that your monthly income, according to this, is going to be roughly $5,300. You're not going to make that goal. So these are the prime and easy examples of this is where you're going to have problems in your projected revenue. Now, there may be some explanation for this. There may be more money billed out, especially with this department. There may be more money billed out that's just simply not been collected at the time of the financial reports. Could very easily be the case, but according to this, it's not going to meet the projection.
So we get some really cold weather.
That's fair. I mean, unless
I don't know. I remember.
You know. So then, moving forward to tribal development, fully tribally funded program. You can look for some areas here where some cost savings might be realized. I don't necessarily see some other than professional fees. We're kind of getting at that point in the year where it's difficult for me to say, oh yes, there's absolutely money available here. This area is spot on to make a cut, or this area is running low on money, they're going to need an increase in funds. Because, especially with some of these programs, they're very well aware of that, and they're on a tight timeline to spend the money that's in their budget as well. That's something that's kind of normal throughout. We've experienced that year after year. But as you can see here, professional fees, only $46,000 of the $180,000 has been spent so far. But that's not to say that there isn't an encumbrance here where these funds are ready to be spent. But that is an area where you still have about $133,000 remaining in your professional fees line.
Congressman Maker.
Well, how many programs in this topic of development? Is that just one program?
If you'll recall, Mr. Chair, tribal development used to be tribal development land acquisition. It appears that throughout the year and through organizational charts, those have been separated. It is now just tribal development, and there's a separate land acquisition department. So I can only assume that this is just simply the tribal development department, which would be just one entity housed in that department.
But according to the new updated current
work chart?
Yeah, they put in here the new place. I don't have my copy.
I don't recall them being together or separate. I don't remember that, but they're under the Office of the Chiefs.
Office of the Chiefs, yes. Yeah, I think, almost everything.
Yeah, I believe so.
When you get the blue shaded area.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
So that would be my only area of concern here. I'm not worried about it at the same light. But that is something that you all can see here. If you want to go on.
Yes, Treasury Fund.
Okay, so I would actually defer to you all on whether or not you'd like to go through this. This will track every department and their contribution from tribal dollars. I don't know, actually, this does not count as an individual program. I believe this is just something that's been included. I don't know that it's going to be incredibly helpful to go through the Treasury Fund spreadsheets.
Yeah, I don't. Does anyone want to kind of dive into that a little bit? I don't really see the benefit of it. Okay.
I have a question.
Okay.
Does it change drastically from year to year? Basically, within, you know, plus or minus $1 million. I mean, how much does it change from year to year?
As far as what's anticipated to come in, or?
Well, coming to the past 5 years. Is it number generally around?
Well, no, so the Treasury Fund on here specifically, it tracks the contributions or the distribution of all of the funds of the nation. So
this changed quite a bit, or not?
Not necessarily. I mean,
so the answer is maybe.
I can go with maybe, yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Congressman Shaw.
Is there a can I see a help board listing on there?
Yes. And that's why I'm saying I'm not sure that this is probably the easiest or best place to process this financial. It includes language, the legislative branch, OFPR is in here, editorial board, Osage News. It's simply a breakout of where money goes. I believe everybody should be on here in some form. Yes.
Foundation.
I don't believe so.
What's the question? I don't recall seeing it or not.
Oh, you saw it.
Cultural Center.
Oh, there it is. Try income keepers on the War Dance Committee. They're all kept at the same line.
So, divided by three.
Want to talk about any particular part? Committee? When we've added the Treasury Fund, it's really just a comprehensive list, basically, right?
Yes, more or less. Moving on to the Housing Improvement Program, you'll see here the $31,000 applied federal grants. The money's not yet been realized. I imagine that that will come as a lump sum, most likely pending approval from the funding agency or funding source. Looking at constituent services for tribal, fully tribally funded entity, you have your expenditures. I don't see any major issues with constituent services. They're on track as far, best I can tell. I don't see many major problems.
Okay.
Moving on to the Fairfax Wellness Center, this will be very similar to the Wellness Center budget that you saw with the Indian Community Development Block Grant, specific to the Hominy Center. However, the applied federal grants contracts of $800,000 have been received for this specific facility. So you'll see that the funds have actually been spent. It's almost ready. It's almost done. So.
All right.
Moving on to tribal housing. You're all set. It's a fully tribally funded program. Money is all there. It's being spent accordingly. Money's still left over. Don't see many major issues coming along with this budget. I think it's got pretty straightforward.
Almost 50% of the budget left.
Right.
Through July.
And then the same is true with the NAHASDA funds as well. Most likely these are going to be lump sum where you receive them all. But other than that, it will show no expenditures as having taken place.
The assumption would be that they're still spending out of previous year's funds, right?
Most likely, yes. And then the same is true of their other NAHASDA budget in the following page. Then you get into the division leaders, and you can see here the indirect cost recoveries is their funding source. They're coming through and collecting roughly the $18,000 a month. I imagine that they will make their projection here. Of course, your indirect cost recoveries are based on everything else that's being spent throughout the nation. So as long as everyone continues to spend in the nation, they're going to pay IDC on it. I don't see an issue with that, those funds being made available in this budget.
Okay.
Moving on to the indirect grants and compliance office. The same is true with these. They're funded from the indirect cost recoveries. Shouldn't be an issue here for these funds to be able to come in. You can see where, so for instance, in this budget, the cell phone stipend has been paid, and it shows as a negative balance in this fund. However, per Osage law, and through the appropriation law, there is no such thing as a cell phone stipend. Those are paid through operations expense, so by the time you fold this up into higher expenses, there are still funds available in other separate account numbers that are part of operations expense, so I don't see this as an issue. And a lot of times you'll see that. So, for instance, travel airfare is the same as travel hotel per diem, travel local mileage. The funds are there in the appropriation law. I don't see an issue with this as well. And last but not least, we have the indirect cost administration budget. This is the one that may have a little bit of problems meeting their projection. But again, it's indirect cost recoveries. As people spend money at the end of the year, more money will be put into the pool. So I imagine that it's going to be just fine. Not to mention the indirect costs are negotiated on a two-year basis. So if this becomes a major issue, it won't truly impact the nation for another year and a half to 2 years. So,
what calculation is being used for this year's budget?
Sorry?
What calculation is being used for this year's budget?
19.52%.
And what was last year's?
19.5%. I see no major issues with this budget, and that's the division.
Yeah, and if you recall, there was some worry that this the new rate was gonna cause some problems balancing out the previous year. Are you hearing or seeing any of that based on your conversations with the treasurer?
Not based on any of my conversation with the treasurer, no. So part of my analysis at the beginning of the year is to measure the indirect cost collections with what we plan to spend out of the indirect cost pool. As submitted, there was about a $300,000 imbalance in what was submitted this year versus what we planned to collect. So your expenditures were about $300,000 more than what we planned to collect. That is the type of behavior that will get you in trouble on that negotiation and cause that increase. However, Congresswoman Whitehorn has taken some measures in the presentation of her budget bill to go ahead and correct that. I believe the imbalance is now $3,000 to positive. I mean, that the IDC is a moving target at best. But as long as you keep the expenditures in line with what you're collecting, you're typically going to be okay. So at 19.52%, you're still well within what the budget was that was presented in the negotiation to the Small Business and, or the Small Business Administration, the Business Negotiation Center, I believe is what it's called.
All right. Well, that's a wrap. Does anyone have any questions or comments, Congressman Maker?
So, when do we meet with the Professor Ryan Bell? Is he coming this year to meet?
It's Office of Self-Governance. I don't know if he's going to come meet with Congress. I assume
there's going to change any of this.
Not that I've heard. I'm sure the correspondence with him would be done with the executive branch. And as far as him bringing us to our table, I don't recall meeting with him at a congressional table. I don't know. I don't know. But somebody was from executive, perhaps we could ask them, but there are no representatives here, so. Anything else?
When's our next meeting?
I have a meeting scheduled for tomorrow.
Same time?
Is it the same time? And I'm going to wait and see how the Appropriations Committee meeting goes tomorrow morning. We will have an appropriation bill to discuss in appropriations, right, Speaker? Tomorrow morning, will we just...
Yes.
Okay. So see how that goes, and then that'll kind of determine on what I populate our agenda tomorrow afternoon with. There's a possibility that we might not get far enough to where I don't think that a meeting is necessary. If that's the case, I'll notify the committee just as soon as possible. All right? Well, that, without further objection or any objection, I'm going to adjourn the meeting. No objection, we're adjourned.
What was you looking for?
Culture.